Lady Esther presents The Screen Guild Players. The Lady Guild play tonight, Pillow to Post. The starring players...
This is Ida Lupino.
And this is John Payne.
Tonight, Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild Players in Warner Brothers' rollicking comedy, Pillow to Post. It stars John Payne as Don Mallory and Ida Lupino as Jean. The Lady Esther Screen Guild Players in Pillow to Post.
You might say it was all on account of the war. You see, Dad was short of help, so I went out on the road for his firm selling a line of oil well supplies. And that's how I happened to get caught in Clayfield. Not a room to be had for love or letters, and I just had to stay overnight to put over a big deal. And since I never did like to sleep outdoors, I took a chance on the USO.
I know, my dear. You don't have to tell me. You're another little army wife.
And
your husband's an officer. I'm sure he is. A lieutenant, of course.
Yes, well...
And naturally, you want a place to stay.
Oh, yes, I do. I've just got to have a place.
Well, my dear, this is simply a miracle. Mrs. Wingate just called me, the Colonial Auto Court. It's the only vacancy she's had in months. Huh. And since she only rents to army officers and their wives...
Yes, well, frankly...
Oh, don't say it, my dear. I'm happy to do it. Huh. I'll phone Mrs. Wingate and tell her you're coming. Now, you just pick up your lieutenant and go right on over. And I'm sure you'll both find your stay delightful.
Well, I had the room. Now, all I had to get was a lieutenant. So I tried to find one on the road to camp. Well, I never knew one stripe from another. Colonels, PFCs, captains, sergeants. They all came along, but not one lieutenant in the lot. And I was just about passing out on my feet when he drove up. Drove up and stopped.
Hello there. Waiting for someone?
Well, I was, but I'm just about ready to quit. Would you mind giving me a lift into town?
Sure, hop in.
Oh, thanks. You're stationed at the camp, I suppose?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Any lieutenants out there?
Quite a few.
Don't they ever leave camp?
Are you kidding?
Well, I wish I could just see one.
You have.
You?
Mm-hmm. Well, don't act so surprised.
Well, I never dreamed you'd happen to be a lieutenant.
I don't happen to be a lieutenant. I worked very hard for this rank.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. Well, are you a single lieutenant?
Sure, just one of me. Say, what have you been drinking?
Oh, nothing. I mean, are you married?
Huh?
Oh, it's so hard to tell about a man. Of course, a girl always wears a ring on her finger.
Yeah. And a man always wears one through his nose.
Not that there's anything wrong with marriage. Some of my best friends have done it.
Oh, sure.
I'm not married myself, but I'm supposed to be. I don't mean I'm going to be. I mean they think I am. That is, they should think I am, but I'm not. If you get what I mean.
No, I don't.
Oh, look, would you do me a great favor? Register with me at the Colonial Auto Court as my husband.
Well, I'll be glad to help anyway. What?
You see, it's the only room I could get, and they only take service people. And, well, I told them I was married to a lieutenant. I mean, I didn't really tell them. It's just the way it happened. And, oh, please, will you? I'm so tired. My teeth hurt.
Look, lady, I'd really like to help you, but if my commanding officer found out... Well, I have a promotion coming up, and I...
We needn't find out. You don't have to stay. Just register and hang around for a while, and then you can leave.
I'll admit it's the best offer I've had in some time.
Oh, then you will.
No, I think I'll just take in a movie. Well, here we are, Colonial Auto Court.
Thanks for the ride.
Now, don't go away mad.
Oh, I'm not mad. Next time I look for chivalry, I'll know where to find it. In the dictionary.
Oh, there
there you are, the young lieutenant and his wife. Well, I thought you'd never get here. I was worried.
Mm, so was I.
It's all right, my dear. I saved number three.
But, lady,
You'll like it. It's very comfortable. I'm sorry, but I just can't register you now. There's a rattlesnake in number eight. I'll be back as soon as I get rid of it.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Lieutenant. Well, you don't have to stay. But she'll put me out if you don't. Just till I get that cabin, that's all. Then you can run. Quick, what's our name?
Our name? Mallory. Don Mallory.
I'm Jean Howard.
Well, I'm pleased to know you.
Same here. I'll go in and grab that cabin. You stay here and take care of Lucille. And thank you. Thank you so much.
How do I get into these things? All I was doing was driving my car.
Can you gentlemen park your car, sir?
No, thanks. I'm waiting for Lucille.
Oh, yes, sir. Lucille. That's me, all right.
Lucille? Isn't that a strange name for a man?
Winifred's strange, and he's my brother.
I suppose you have a sister named George.
No, sir. Her name's Willie.
Oh.
Now, General, if you want me to, I'll call
every officer general.
Oh, yes, sir. It sure does improve the tip.
Lucille, you there?
Yes, sir. Right here, General Otley.
Otley? You don't mean Colonel Otley?
Don't mean nothing else.
Oh. Lucille, I told you I want you to...
Why, Mallory!
Good evening, Colonel.
What are you doing here, Lieutenant?
Well, you see, sir, I was just...
Never mind, you can tell me later. Lucille, what about those twin beds you promised my wife? You told her you'd get them out of number three.
Yes, sir. A young married couple moving in there, sir. They won't mind swapping for a double bed.
Well, let's go and get it settled. Come along, Lieutenant.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, here we are, number three. Lucille, go in and tell him we are taking those beds.
Tell who?
The gentleman inside, Lucille.
The gentleman inside's outside, General.
What the devil are you talking about?
Well, that's him right here. He's sure enough the one to come with that lady.
Mallory, does he mean you?
Well, sir, you see, I...
And 3 hours ago, you were a single man. What's coming off here?
Nothing, sir, absolutely nothing.
Do something. Do something. There's a mouse in there.
Oh, that's Jenny, ma'am. She's tame. She won't hurt you now.
You know it, and I know it. But does Jenny know it?
Young lady, I'd like an explanation.
Explanation for what?
Now, don't you worry, folks. I'll be rid of that snake in a minute now, and I'll bring your registration card right down. Just don't get impatient now.
Not even registered, huh?
You know, I don't like your attitude. Don, who is this apology for a man?
Jean, this is... Colonel Otley, he's only my commanding officer.
Well, he's not mine.
My dear young
lady. I'm a taxpayer and I won't be talked to like that.
But I...
By you or anybody else, in or out of uniform.
But I...
You have no right to infer what you did.
But...
And besides, you're quite wrong. It just happens that this afternoon...
Yes, what about this afternoon?
This afternoon, we were married. This afternoon.
Oh... All the things you could have said. And you had to tell him we were married.
I was only trying to help you out of a jam.
We were out of it until you started screaming about that silly mouse.
It wasn't silly and it wasn't little. It was that high and that long and it had great big teeth.
Oh. Well, I'll figure out something.
Just a minute. What are you doing?
Pulling down the shade. See? Pull the string. Shade comes up. Simple.
I don't think you're staying here tonight.
Where else? Didn't the colonel give me a pass? He wants me to drive him back to camp in the morning, 7 o'clock.
Don't you dare take off your shoes.
I'll need some sleep.
And keep your shirt on.
Same to you, madam. And don't raise your voice. Here.
What's this?
It's a blanket. You'll need it to keep warm.
I'll need it on the bed. I don't usually sleep standing up.
Well, try putting a couple of chairs together. You'll find some in the kitchen, I think, and pull the shade up when you leave, will you?
Of all the ill-bred, uncivil louts you're...
Look, I'm tired, and I've got a lot of explaining to do tomorrow. I'll need my sleep. Good night.
Well, I'd like to say right here and now, you would not be my choice to spend with on a desert island with... Han. Good night.
Minded my own business. Get my neck in a sling. Anyway, it's her fault, not mine. Do her good to sleep out there. Teach her not to go around...
Don!
What's the matter?
Don, help!
Oh, wait till I turn on the light. What happened?
That mouse is in there again. All night he's been stomping around.
Oh, is that all?
Oh! Isn't that enough? I fell right out of bed, if you can call it a bed.
Too bad. Did you hurt yourself, dear?
No, not at all. The floor is soft pine. What are you laughing at?
You know, 20 years from now, this is all going to seem funny.
Well, I guess so. We lived through it.
Why not? I don't think it's so hard to take.
Hmm?
You know, you look awfully attractive in that blanket.
Oh. Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's the whole thing. Oh, I've had it for years.
Miss Howard.
Yes?
You take the bed.
Oh, no, no, I couldn't. I just couldn't.
Go ahead. I've been acting like a kid myself.
Yes, but you've had such a strenuous day, and, well, two chairs
together. I'm not going to wrestle those chairs. I'll just take my blanket and sleep outside. In the Army, you learn to sleep anywhere.
Well, if you insist.
Yes, I suppose I do. That is, well, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good morning. May I come in?
Of course.
I thought I'd better knock. I wasn't sure.
Oh, yes, I've been dressed for hours.
Look, I thought this whole thing out last night. I got a way to clear up this mess.
Oh, good. How?
Well, you call a taxi and scram out of here. I'll tell the colonel we've had a misunderstanding, and you've left me and gone home to mother.
No, I can't. I haven't any mother.
All right, then go home to your father.
You know, that's a pretty good idea. I'd be gone, and you'd be in the clear, and...
Lieutenant Mallory, done. It's almost 7.
There he is now.
Colonel Otley?
Yep.
Oh, you miserable brute. I don't know why I ever married you.
Hey, what hit you?
When I think of all the other chances I had. Good men, fine men. Well, let me tell you something. I've taken about all I can.
Have you gone nuts?
Oh, a misunderstanding. He's got to hear it.
Oh,
you feeble excuse for a man.
Hey, wait a minute.
I should have listened to my family, my friends. But no, I fell for a uniform.
What is this? What's happening here?
Well, sir, we've had a little misunderstanding, sir.
I'm going home to mother. Father.
And you, Lieutenant, are you going to allow it?
Huh?
Marriage is just like war, my boy. I should know. Been married 30 years. Come on. Attack the problem, sir. The problem.
I don't quite understand, sir.
Take her in your arms. Hold her to your heart. He'll find it pretty hard to shout at you after a kiss.
You mean we...
Of course!
Are you suggesting that he kiss me?
I'm not suggesting. As his commanding officer, I'm ordering it.
But, sir, I think...
Lieutenant, you will kiss this girl or you're no officer of mine. I'll not have a jellyfish giving orders to my men. Forward, sir, to arms.
This, sir?
That's fine.
Don't you dare.
A slap? That's nothing. Stay with her, son.
Oh, please.
There you are, you see. He's yielding. Now kiss her again.
Sure.
Again.
Right.
Again.
It's a pleasure, sir.
And just one more. One for the road. There, you see, my boy? She's completely under your spell again. Now come along, we're late.
Yes, sir. Coming, sir.
A big, hulking lout, I'd like to... Well, what do you know... I think I liked it.
The second act of the Lady Esther Screen Guild play will follow in a moment. Now, a word from Lady Esther.
Do you know the best beauty treatment in the world? It's just feeling sure of yourself. Feeling confident, knowing you look well-groomed and attractive. And so many women say that's exactly the feeling Lady Esther Face Cream gives them. They say a single application does so much for their appearance, they actually feel years younger. They look years younger. Now, I don't make a single claim for Lady Esther face cream that I'm not prepared to prove. To prove right on your own skin. And not in 30 days, or even 30 minutes, but in 30 seconds. Yes, in 30 seconds, half a minute, I can give you dramatic proof of every claim I make for Lady Esther face cream. All I ask you to do is make the Lady Esther patch test. Just smooth a little Lady Esther face cream on one patch of skin, like one cheek. Wipe it off. Then compare that patch of skin with the rest of your face. See how much brighter and fresher it looks. Touch it with your fingertips. Feel the difference. I know that when you see and feel the exciting difference in your skin, you'll want to keep on using Lady Esther face cream forever. It so thoroughly cleans your skin, softens your skin, helps nature refine the pores, and leaves such a wonderfully smooth, flattering base for powder. Remember, all I ask is the chance to prove what I say with the patch test. To prove that Lady Esther four-purpose face cream is the most beautifying cream you've ever used.
And now, Lady Esther presents the second act of Pillow to Post, starring Ida Lupino and John Payne.
That was a hectic day. Instinct told me to pack and run, but then I got to thinking of Don, and, well, then I just got to thinking, that's all. So I paced the floor all afternoon, and then I decided I'd better call Dad. But just as they put the connection through, guess who came barging through the door?
Hello, I'm back.
Hello?
Well, at least you're not mad at me.
Hello, hello. Jean, is that you? Where the devil are you?
I'm at the Colonial Auto Court in Clayfield.
Look, I know where you are. Oh, you're on the phone.
Jean! Did I hear a man's voice?
No, of course not, Dad. What would a man be doing here?
Make it fast, will you? We're in trouble.
Gene, I distinctly hear a man's voice.
It must be a cross wire, Dad, or maybe the traffic.
Gene, hurry, will you?
No, keep quiet, you imbecile, will you? No, not you, Dad.
Gene, I've been trying to find you everywhere. I've been going out of my mind.
But darling, there's no reason to.
I never should let you go on the road. It's much too dangerous for girls.
But, Dad,
You come right home, do you understand?
Yes, Dad, as soon as I finish up my business here.
Now, Gene, listen.
Goodbye, darling. Well, that takes care of Dad for a while.
Yeah. Well, how about us? You know what the Colonel's doing now?
Oh, what?
He and his wife asked us to dinner.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. And I accepted.
But you didn't. You couldn't have.
Well, I had to. It was practically an order.
Oh, but, Don.
Look, I have to run for a couple of minutes. Mrs. Otley forgot the sherry, and I promised I'd get some for her. You can go as you are. Cabin number 6. I'll meet you there.
Oh, that's what he thinks. Getting out of here so fast.
Hey, lady!
Hmm?
Why are you packing? You're running away from him?
You hush, boy, and get away from that window.
My mom don't like my father either, but he's the best she can do. Where are you going?
To Los Angeles.
Why?
I live there.
Why?
I like it. It's my home. I was born there.
What's born?
Oh, go ask your mother. I've got to pack.
Mallory, you in there?
Yes, what is it, Lucille? I was just leaving.
Oh, you think that's smart, ma'am, with that other Miss Mallory here?
Hmm? Other Mrs. Mallory? What is he, a bigamist?
Oh, no, ma'am. The other Miss Mallory is his mother. She's out in the office. She says it's a surprise.
Oh, she isn't kidding. Lucille, you keep her there, do you hear? Don't let her out of there till you hear from me.
Yes, sir.
You in there? What do you mean by telling Wilbur he was born? We've been trying to keep it from him.
I see your point, and I don't blame you. And as they say in Guam, go milk a coconut, lady.
Hey, Jean.
Don.
Well, here I am with a bottle of gay tidings. Thanks for sticking around.
Well, it wasn't exactly my choice.
Huh?
Do you have a mother?
No, I was a test tube baby.
Oh. 50-ish sort of graying hair.
Say, what is this?
Well, she's in the office right now, waiting for you.
My mother? Where'd she come from?
I don't know, out of the floor in a puff of smoke.
She wasn't due until Friday. She must have meant it for a surprise.
She must run in the family. What'll we do?
Well, there's only one thing left to do. go to the colonel and spill the whole works. Come on.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Don. Not so fast. My arm, you're hurting me. You don't have to be that glad to get rid of me.
Well, we're here. Colonel Otley, it's me, Don Mallory.
Just a minute, Don.
Colonel Otley, I'd like
sorry,
to...
Sorry, my boy, sorry. Can't stay with you now.
But, sir...
Captain Ross's wife, number 10. She's having a baby.
But, Colonel...
Mrs. Otley's with her now. And I just joined the hot water brigade. You go right in. Make yourselves at home. We'll be with you when the battle's won.
How do you like that?
I don't.
Wouldn't even listen to me. What'll we do now?
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm going to give that Sherry a home.
What's so funny?
You know, there's something about you that Sherry certainly does to me.
Thanks, but I think you better move over.
Don, you know, when your Adam's apple goes out and down, it's so cute.
You've had too much of that, Sherry.
I'm perfectly sober. Well, I'm thirsty.
Okay, you can have some water. Here.
Oh.
Come on.
Oh, all right. What are you trying to do? Drown me?
No. You don't have to sit so close.
Every man kills the thing he loves.
Huh?
Donna, have you ever been in love?
Well, there was a girl in Milwaukee. Oh, but that wasn't love. She had a nice car. Please, I told you not to sit so close.
Don't be silly. What are you, a man or a mouse?
I'm a... No, the cat might hear me. Miss Howard, I'm a man of tremendous self-control.
That's very, very silly.
No, it isn't. It's perfectly sent. Maybe you're right.
Oh.
Maybe I should take you in my arms. Like yesterday.
Mm.
Maybe I should kiss you. And kiss you. And,
Donald Mallory!
Oh. Hello. Hello, Mother.
It's fortunate I decided to ask some questions. I got the truth from Lucifer.
Lucifer? Oh, Lucille.
Mother, I'd like you to meet Miss Howard.
All I want is an explanation.
Well, it's very simple. I was
yes,
driving...
I asked him to register with me because I had no room. No harm intended, of course.
You inveigled my son into... What sort of a woman are you?
What sort of a woman are you looking for?
Right in there, sir.
I should have known when I saw you. You're nothing but a cheap, common, scheming little...
Oh, just Mother. A minute, madam. To whom are you referring?
Dad!
I'm talking to this woman.
Well, this woman happens to be my daughter. Jean, what's the meaning of this?
Oh, nothing. Nothing, Dad, at all. She's just upset because Lieutenant Mallory and I aren't married.
What? Not married?
Now, wait a second. Who are you?
Who am I? Who are you?
What was it, Colonel?
A boy. The cutest little guy you ever... Don't confuse the issue. I demand an explanation.
I demand an explanation. I'm her father.
I demand an explanation. I'm his mother.
I don't need no explanation. I know what happened.
Lucille.
Yes, sir, General. Now, the young general, he slept outside last night.
How do you know? Did you actually see him?
See him? Well, I almost sat on him. You see, my girlfriend and me, we was out looking at the moon, and when we...
You sure it was Lieutenant Mallory?
Oh, yes, sir. I generally never forget a face, especially when I sit on it.
Oh. Well, I expect there's apologies due all around. And under the circumstances,
what
Don...
What circumstances?
Well, I didn't see any reason to tell you. We're shipping out.
Overseas?
Mm-hmm. Got our orders this afternoon.
Oh.
Under the circumstances, my officers are entitled to some privacy. Lieutenant Mallory, you're restricted to your cabin for the next 10 minutes.
You're really going overseas?
That's what the order said.
But you'll be so far away.
Ah, what's 4,000 miles? The world is shrinking.
And you'll be all alone.
Yep, all alone. Just a couple of million other guys for company.
Oh, Don, don't you care? Not even a little?
Nope. Not a little. I care a whole lot. Oh. Honest, right from the first moment I saw you, I...
Don. Don.
Correction. Darn. Come in.
Well, it's me at last. I finally found a moment to register here. Sign this card, please.
There you are. Lieutenant and Mrs. Mallory.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, ma'am. Now, can you tell us where to get married?
Oh, the Reverend Dingle is fine for that. You go right through town, turn right on the second street, and... Married?
Yeah, if we can find a witness. I got it. Lucille! Hey, Lucille!
Oh, yes, General. You want your car, sir?
Yeah, get my car and get your cap.
My cap?
Yes, and hurry, Lucille. You're going to be a bridesmaid.
Thank you. Thank you, John Payne and Ida Lupino, for a delightful half hour. We hope you will be back with us again soon.
You can count on us both, Mr. Bradley. For that matter, you can count on every actor and actress in Hollywood, because we all know the wonderful work being done by the Motion Picture Relief Fund and its country house. And we know that work is made largely possible by this radio program. And now, before we tell you about next week's show, here is a word from one of America's best-known beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Thank you, Miss Lupino. Ladies, do you know that my new shade of face powder, Bridal Pink, ends forever the risk of selecting a wrong shade? Yes, and here's why. Lady Esther Bridal Pink is flattering to four basic skin types. It has the amazing quality of dramatizing almost every skin it touches. And it's not only the color of Bridal Pink that's so remarkable. It has texture, fragrance, cling, everything you could ask for in a face powder. The instant you apply it, you'll see that the texture is unusual. For Lady Esther face powder is blended a new way to give a more youthful finish to your skin, to cover up and hide little lines and blemishes, to cling softly hour after hour, never losing its soft, flattering effect. The response to Bridal Pink has been phenomenal, and no wonder. Women tell me they can actually see the years slip away when they apply it. They can see themselves become younger looking, better looking. How would you like to surprise your family and friends tomorrow? Make them sit up and take notice. It's so simple. Just apply Lady Esther face cream first. Wipe it off. Then apply Lady Esther Bridal Pink face powder. Bridal Pink, the shade that's such fun to use, the shade that's so young and gay and just a little daring. Remember, Lady Esther four-purpose face cream and Lady Esther Bridal Pink face powder. All you need to make an exciting, dramatic transformation in your appearance.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild Players will be host to Red Book Magazine in its annual awards for the Best Motion Picture of the Year. On hand to join in the festivities will be Ray Milland and Jane Wyman. Be sure to listen. Ida Lupino will soon be seen in the Warner Brothers production Devotion. John Payne can now be seen in the 20th Century Fox Technicolor musical, The Dolly Sisters. Pillow to Post was presented through the courtesy of Warner Brothers, whose current release is the Technicolor product on San Antonio. You save enough on the largest size jar of Lady Esther face cream to buy a box of Lady Esther face powder. So remember, ask for the largest size. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther. Thank you, good night, and
Happy New Year!
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.